Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Good day so far?
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay. Why don't you start off by telling our viewers a little bit about the company and what you guys do?
My name is Fredun Taslimi. I'm the founder of Sensors Call. A couple of years ago, I saw the struggle my wife was having looking after her 81-year-old mother, who only lived about a couple of miles from us.
Okay.
Every time her mom went out shopping or do something, she was worried that whether she was okay or not.
Okay.
So she would call back, say, "Mom, are you back? Are you okay?" And if she didn't call, if she didn't answer her phone, she would run over there and try to see if she's okay.
Right.
So we decided, hey, look, why don't we just put a little camera down there and we can, you know, at least she can feel comfortable.
Right.
Well, that didn't go well. So basically, she took off the cameras and so on. And I've been in the tech business for a long time.
Okay.
I decided this is a good opportunity. I started looking at the market, and I realized this is an incredible market. There's about 11,000 seniors entering the market in the United States every day.
Okay.
About 50 million people. And worldwide, I think it's about 600 million. So it's a huge market.
Yeah.
So I pulled together a whole bunch of experts and so on, and we developed a platform.
Okay.
It's an artificial intelligence platform that works with a set of sensors that we have put together. This is a prototype.
Okay.
And basically what it is, you take about, depending on the size of the house, you take about 3 to 5 of these, you plug them into the wall, and they act like an emergency light. Actually, if the power goes out, the light comes on.
Okay.
And it learns the habits of the people living in the house. And if it sees anything unusual, it alerts the caregivers. So what are things which are unusual? For example, if mom goes out for a walk, she's not back. Okay? And she says, wait a minute, there's something wrong. It can, in the bathroom, for example, usually when you take a shower and so on, it takes a certain amount of time. If it's unusual, it says there's something happened.
Okay.
The other problem it solves is this problem of communication. I mentioned that, for example, in our case, her mom wouldn't charge her phone for herself. Or if we got her a landline, she wouldn't hang up.
Okay.
So this allows you to pull up an app and connect to it and say, "Hey, mom, you know, why didn't you hang up the phone? Where are you? What's happening?"
And okay.
So, and over time, it learns the habits and it can actually do a whole bunch of other stuff as technology becomes better.
All right. So this is a prototype.
This is a prototype, yes.
Okay, okay. So we plug these up into the house in different areas. So let's say, how long does it take to calibrate to my daily habits?
Usually it takes about a week and a half.
Okay.
To learn the habits, and then you can adjust them.
Okay. So let's say, you know, a senior, they do their morning run at 8 o'clock in the morning. They're usually back at 9, 9:30. So if they're not back by like 10, the system's like, hey, something's wrong.
Right.
So then it sends an alert to
the caregiver that this is unusual. Okay. And or for example, at night they don't sleep properly. They get up in the morning more than normal, 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
It actually sends an alert.
Okay. How detailed are these alerts? Is it like, is it just a generic, oh, there's something wrong? Or is it, hey, there's something wrong with the sleep schedule?
Well, we know where the sensor is, so this particular sensor would be in the bedroom. We know what time it is.
Okay.
We know the duration. So we can actually give you a little granular idea that what it may be.
Okay.
Right.
So they'll get an alert that says, hey, this is coming from the bedroom. There's something wrong in the bedroom.
Right. Right.
And can you... So ideally, what's the end goal for this product? Like, am I going to be able to, like, call and... This will act as a speaker?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So you can bring up an app,
uh-huh.
and you can use it as a, like a public address system. Say, hey, mom, you know, I'm trying to find you. Your cell phone doesn't answer. Your landline is off the hook. Could you please, you know, respond? And so you can use that as that. And the other thing is we're working on, this is, the model is very similar to Tesla.
Okay.
If you bought a Tesla 3 years ago, have you had a Tesla?
Oh, no, not me.
Three years ago, bought a Tesla. Half of the sensors did not work.
Okay.
So as gradually they came up with new technology.
As new technology comes out, suddenly, we can update the sensors.
Yeah, you got it. So this is the same thing. As we get technology, like for example, sound classification. That's very important. Sound classification is, what is it you hear? You know, you're hearing around you different sounds. What are they? Older people, for example, they leave the faucet on. So how can you detect if the faucet is on? If it is on, you can say, hey, look, this faucet is on. Maybe the stove is on.
Oh, that's good. Or like we left the iron plugged in.
Well, the iron would be a little difficult because it doesn't make that much noise. Unless it's burning.
Unless it's burning something. The house is on fire. We need to know if the house is on fire.
All right,
so what end goal for this product is we wanted fully able to make calls through the individual things. Are we looking for maybe sort of like a 3D mapping system that you think you can integrate into this?
It's not necessarily that. It's basically learning how these people live and trying to kind of protect them from some of the things that could potentially go wrong. Once it becomes smarter, it can even prevent some of the things. I'll give you an example. If you're asthmatic, okay, high humidity is definitely bad. Okay, and sometimes it takes a while before you figure out there's a leak in the house and the humidity has gone up. That's why your asthma is kicking in.
Okay.
So this will say, wait a minute, this humidity is not normal. There's something wrong in here.
Right.
So you can actually look for it. So you can actually prevent things.
Okay.
And the other thing it does is medication reminder. So you can actually record something in your voice, let's say the kid's voice. And he can say, hey, mom, why don't you take your medicine? Or you should take your medicine at this time.
And then it's just going to alert me, and then I'm just going to hear
it. At 8 o'clock, it comes up and says, mom, take your medicine. So it's got like a reminder. Right. And it's a reminder in the voice of the caregiver rather than some bell ringing.
A regular alarm. You don't want that.
Right.
But this is like a friendly voice saying, hey, take your pills.
Or for example, you tell your mom on Wednesday I'm going to come and pick you up and take you for your hairdo. And a lot of the times they forget. So you can have it set up. So on Wednesday morning, it comes up and says, mom, remember, I'm going to come here and take you for your hairdo.
That's pretty awesome.
Right.
I got to laugh. All right. So what is something like this going to cost once it hits the market? And is it going to be like an individual one? Do I have to buy multiple ones? Like, let's say I want them all over the house.
Depending on the size of the house, usually older people live in a smaller home.
Right.
You need between 3 to 5. On a smaller home, you need 3. You put one in the living room, one in the bedroom, one in the bathroom.
Okay.
That's all you need. A larger home, we generally recommend about 5.
Okay.
And the cost of it is, each one is approximately $120, $130.
Okay.
And then there's a monthly charge of $20 a month for the whole package.
For the apps, for me to be able to send messages and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then it takes about a week to calibrate?
Depending on the activities, depending on what people are actually doing and so on. And it could take a week. And then what we do is we give you the activities. The caregiver looks at it. For example, let's say your parents go to bed on 2 o'clock at night or late, or they have irregular habits. So you actually can go and adjust. And say, this is not important.
Right.
So only give me the information which is important, things like that. So the other thing we can do, we collect a lot of kind of movement data. You can use a lot of that to actually measure certain things. The number one health hazard for older people, you know, or things that you should watch out. For example, if you ask people what are the on the top 10, what are the things which are important? A lot of people say it's exercise important or nutrition important, but that's not the case. Number one health hazard is loneliness and lack of social interaction. Those are number one and two. Those are the ones that actually create most of the problems for older people. This act can actually measure some of that. Not exactly, but it gives you a trend.
Right.
For example, so well, we haven't detected that much, that many movements, you know, in the last 2 days. And social interaction, maybe down the road we'd be able to detect that. How many people are having a conversation? Is she having a conversation? Is she watching TV all the time, for
example? Is there a company coming over, stuff like that?
Exactly. You can actually give that information, so it'll give you, point you into certain directions, whether this person is having a healthy life or not a healthy life. So there's a lot of information like that that we can pull together and bring about.
All right. Important question for me. Something about aesthetics. Does it only come in white?
That's a good question. Right now, we haven't decided on the color.
Make multiple colors.
Well, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Right now, the guy who makes the 3D, his material is all white.
That's understandable. But multiple colors would be cool.
That's
only because some people are like me, and we just like aesthetically pleasing.
But here's the interesting thing. There's a bunch of lights in here. And they're all in different colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, okay. So you can maybe white's the best thing, because you want the lights to shine through.
Right. So you can have different colors.
All right. That would be cool.
Right.
I would like that. So how close are we to this getting a release date or anything like that?
We are approximately 90 to 120 days.
Okay.
This product has the entire technology stack. It's got the embedded. It's got embedded design, embedded software. It's got hardware. It's got artificial intelligence, it's got deep learning, it's got
a lot of moving parts.
It's got a lot of moving parts. So it takes a little longer.
No, it does.
Right.
Okay. Finally, for my viewers, where can they find you? Where can they learn more about this product? Where can they eventually pick this up if they need to get it?
Well, our website is sensorscall.com. And that's basically, you can go down there and have all the information.
Awesome. Thank you very much. This has been pleasant.
Thank you.
This has been great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.